you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
The new Joan is crazy.
Yeah.
I said it's crazy,
it's
bruh.
Crazy.
We got to get that on the software because we should start.
It's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
We're going to debut it on IG. So we got a new podcast intro thanks to Phenom, aka Menu and Heart. And I will give you a sample now, but I know it's not done. That's like the unmastered version. It's very flat. The bass isn't hitting as hard as it can. But motherfuckers, when it's ready, it's gonna knock. This
very
shit could just be a song on its own.
But this one coming out, you'd be like, oh, them niggas about to hit the podcast
stage. All I'm gonna say is we are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet.
In my mind.
All right, welcome back to another episode of No Need for Apologies. I'm Unruh Martin.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And we got another episode for
your stankin' asses.
Yeah, right now we got the very funny, very hilarious, very beautiful Eva.
Mascara and spliffs,
yes,
nigga.
What's good, everybody?
Eva Evans, E-E, double E. What's your nickname?
Dinky. But that's from my childhood in Jamaica.
I got you. Mom was Scungy and Mooch.
Really?
Scungy was one and then
to
Mooch.
They still call you that?
No, Mooch. I still get Mooch.
Yeah. Like when I go to Jamaica, my whole family call me Dinky.
Okay, let's start with you.
Right.
What's dinky mean?
Dinky means small. So I was a small baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Childhood. So what's scungy mean?
Scungy McAbungy. That was my like. Scungy
McAbungy. That didn't explain anything.
When I was Scungy McAbungy, basically my mom, when she used to wake me up in the morning, when I was a baby, she used to go, Scungy McAbungy. And
that's
then it
so kind
of grew into it. And then it turned into Mooch when I started growing shit and started needing cookies and
because you're a mooch.
I start taking shit.
Oh, okay. I'm like, because that was a funny explanation. So what does skungy mean? Well, you know, skungy make a bungy.
Skungy make a bungy, see?
Still confused. That's still
shout out to Crystal Gaines for all those asinine names, because you love me properly, Bookie. I love you for that.
Are you sniffing the mic?
This shit stink. Pass me that one.
Oh my God.
It stink for real?
Yeah, this mic stink.
Let me smell my shit.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, put that over there. Don't.
Right, you always got to sniff before you put your mouth near it.
Yeah. I don't know. We got that corona floating around and shit. So where you from, Eva? Because I know
that's a loaded question.
What do you mean? How's that loaded?
Start with the origin to where you landed at now.
All right, so I'm originally from Jamaica. The first 5 years of my life were spent there.
Okay.
Okay, so like I only know Kingston, right? That's how cheesy I am. Kingston, bung bung.
Not from Ocho Rios.
Ocho Rios?
Ocho Rios.
So I was born in Englewood, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes.
Left America when I was 6 months. Didn't come back till I was almost 6 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
Why? You on the run?
Yes.
That's so funny.
Nah, my mother, her and my father broke up. She started fucking with a drug dealer.
Okay.
That lived out there. Regular shit. And
but there's so many drug dealers in New Jersey.
Yes, but
she wanted the real experience.
She wanted the
like shot house.
Yeah, she wanted a bomb mine. Right.
She wanted the whole queen of the dance hall.
Wanted to just live out belly. You feel me?
Like knives coming out of nowhere. Everybody sleeping on a foam mattress. Like
No. We were living really good.
Because I'm used to listen to the Beanie Man song, and you know how he used to come up. But no, it's good. So you was living good in Jamaica.
Very good in Jamaica. I mean, we had cable and everything. When I came to America, we couldn't afford cable.
Oh,
we
shit. Had cable in Jamaica. Isn't it just cable in Jamaica? Sorry.
And, you know, our house got shot up when I was a little bit in Jamaica, like when I was 5. And then that's when we came back to America. I guess.
Damn, your mom was like, this dick ain't worth it.
Right. That's exactly what she said.
This dick is not worth it.
Damn.
Came back to Englewood.
Okay.
lived there till I was 16. Then at 16, I ran away from home, came to Brooklyn, and been here ever since.
Let's talk about that running away from home part. Are you comfortable talking about it?
No, I'm an open book, baby.
So why'd you run away from home? Because 16, like...
16 is young, right? You were
very young.
So that means you had, like, the toy and a loaf of bread in your bag.
Yeah, I was
like that young.
Like, what did you run away
with? I'm out of here.
And I had some makeup in my bag, too.
Okay,
cool. Some hair products.
Because your priorities are as an adult, if you ran away, you know exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you ran away as a kid, you're just taking all your favorite shit.
Right.
Yeah. What did you run away for?
My iPod. I took my makeup, my iPod. A couple outfits, like nothing.
There you go.
Yeah,
packed light.
Nah, but I packed light.
Packed light for your escape.
Did you put like a whole outfit together?
I did, because you got to come to Brooklyn looking cute. You can't just run away.
Oh, you ran
crazy.
Away to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I came to Flatbush.
She ran from Jersey to Brooklyn.
Who did you run to?
This boy I was talking to. I was 16. He was 19.
Oh, he had his own place, or he lived with Nana.
Nah, he lived with his mother, but his mother had like a living job.
Yeah.
So she ain't really know, like, she was never there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was living there for a minute before she found out.
Nah.
Like, I was there
you
for
was
a minute.
Good.
I
was squatting. Right. You're a pretty squatter.
I knew so many girls like that. I knew so many kids like that. I was, like, close to being one of those kids. Like a kid that just has too much freedom at a young age.
No, that's not the thing, though. I ran away because my stepfather was abusive.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't, like, I used to fight him at everything. Like, I used to dead fight him, try to break up fights. I'm like, I can't do this shit no more.
You know about fighting adults?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fought a lot of adults.
Yeah,
man.
I was 16, 14, 15, 16, fighting a grown-ass man. Like,
I know, right?
I'm supposed to be thinking about junior prom and shit like that. I'm over here fighting a grown-ass man, breaking up. So, like, one time he choked my mother out. I'm like, nah, she's definitely going to leave him now. Because, like, he, like, knocked her out. And she stayed. I'm like, I can't do this no more. I'm out. Like,
damn.
So, I was dating that boy.
And then he was good?
No, he was a piece of shit, too.
Damn. Okay. I'm like,
This is what we need.
My life sound like a fucking Tyler Perry movie meets Shatta's.
But better.
Less wigs.
Yeah.
Right.
Less wigs. You'll probably have a lot more people write it.
But, yeah.
Damn. So not damn. I'm happy that you made it out.
I mean, I don't mind talking about it.
Do you talk about it on stage?
Sometimes. Yeah. Like, I talk about, like, my house getting shot up in Jamaica, you know, not really having, like, a stable father figure. Like, the only stable father figure I ever had was the drug dealer in Jamaica. To this day, like, we speak 3 times a week. Like, that's still my father.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, that's still my father.
Also, the dude that she left in Jamaica didn't come with.
Nah. He couldn't travel to America. He had some cases in Jamaica. Like, you know, when you got...
He killed for fun. He killed for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, when you about a certain life, you just...
Right.
You can't get a visa that easily. So he didn't come to America with us.
Damn.
But he stayed in touch. And, like, you know, I would go to Jamaica 3 times a year to go see him.
Okay.
So he was very present in my life. But then my mother came.
Did they ever catch the dudes who shot the house up? They should have, because they loud. They probably been like, "Bruck it up. Bruck it up." It was like
this. Nah, it was... The situation was handled.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Nick, I like that.
What the fuck this is? You got to watch more Jamaican shit.
Right, the
ain't
situation.
No snitches on the island.
The situation.
Somebody gets shot up. Their house gets shot up. They go, okay.
Yeah.
Patois. Let's go get this nigga. Like, it's just like, okay.
He said, patois.
Because I'm not even going to try to do a Jamaican voice. Because it's so bad. Because I'm clearly from South Jersey. So I'm like... No, but Eva, I remember when we met. That's what I liked about you. You had a fiery spirit.
I'm spicy as hell.
She's a Jamaican bombshell. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's very nice. Always eating fish and oxtails.
Right.
Just very, very.
I'm always cooking that shit.
I'm always cooking.
Good at cooking.
You cook.
Yeah. First time we met, she had a waist train on.
Yeah, I still waist train, but not as often.
You shouldn't, because you kind of.
You know what's so crazy?
Really
I have a huge scar right around here.
Why?
From the waist trainer digging in my skin.
But Caribbean you don't girls have enough. Really believe in that shit. That shit don't work.
Nah, I mean, you know what it does?
It doesn't work.
Let me
every
tell you,
Caribbean girl I know, big or small, be training the shit out of their waist. You go, you know what she should do? Exercise.
No, I exercise too, but let me
no,
tell
you.
No,
you do exercise, but that waist trainer just leaves them fucking marks in it.
I'm so marked up. I have to put scar cream on it. But what it does is, like, I don't see a difference as far as, like, it's so tight I can't eat. So, like, it cuts down on how much I can't eat. So, you saw how I just threw them the three tacos?
Yeah.
It was 3 of them. If I had a waist trainer on, I'd probably only do one.
Damn, them tacos were little, though.
I know, but with the waist trainer squeezing the life out of
you. So, wait, is that, like, a big part of, like, your, like, you image. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I need to stay fit. I need to look
for
good.
For sure. For sure. Like, I'm very, like, I mean, I feel like I have things to offer other than the physical.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, people talk to me like I'm very engaging in conversation.
No, you are. Yeah. You're easy to talk to.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I still want to look good. Like, my mother looked good to this day. Like, I don't want to...
I mean, you got to be.
Yeah, I come from a long line, right?
Last time you see a real drug dealer
with an ugly bitch.
An ugly chick. An ugly old fat chick.
Never.
Those are the baby moms, but the wife up
right,
are
exactly.
bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I come from a long line of bad bitches. So I don't want to be the one to drop the ball. You feel me?
Yeah. Absolutely. Caribbeans always keep their shape, though.
Yes. So
is that because of the waist trainer or that's just
I
natural?
Don't know. It's natural. Like, my sister, love her to death. I hope she don't see this, but...
She will.
She had a baby, and...
It was all down from there, huh?
Yeah.
And you like, yo,
put I feel so bad. But, like, my mother looked good after having two kids. My mother's about to be 60, so my mother looked good. So I'm like, okay, maybe she got that from her father, because me and my sister have two different fathers.
Hey, you know. Sometimes well, genes then, will yeah, do it.
I think that's it. I think
some
it's
motherfuckers work for a six-pack their whole life, don't get it, because their dad couldn't get one. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so my pop got a lot of soft muscle. Yeah. I ain't never seen George with a whole chisel, but you know the nigga got prison weight.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, he
your
thick.
Father got locked up before?
Nah, he just got that.
He was in the Air Force.
He's got that fucking.
Oh yeah. I remember that. You
He's got that old man muscle.
Right.
Like, if he hits you, you know. But he don't look chiseled, but the right. motherfucker is.
You remember like stocky. Movies before they started, like when the sexy black man was just like a regular body dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's his dad.
And then he got his transformation.
Like remember the
he take his shirt off and you're like, put that shit back remember, on. Remember, what are you
like,
doing?
Like you remember the Isaac Hayes cover?
Yeah.
When it's just a flat torso, but it's a
can
man.
Can you bring that cover up? Can you bring up the Isaac Hayes
well, I
cover?
I want to see that. I don't know what you're talking
Hayes,
about.
Isaac Hayes' you know, first album.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just him.
No, I know who it
no
is. I just don't know what the album looked like. Cause,
yeah. And I can kind of explain what's going on.
This is like a barrel chested man with no real definition.
This one, like, workout pants was still dress pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas
damn.
Be walking around in slacks. So,
and like in a suspenders. Yeah. Just the white beater, like old Italian weight. Like, yeah. But not like chisel.
Let's see when he brings it up.
And if he actually brings it up.
Man, yeah. In the meantime.
But yeah, man. No,
you know the name of the album?
Oh, fuck.
Just type in
Isaac Hayes. It's the one.
It's the.
You said it's his debut album, right?
I think it's his first
Isaac
one.
Isaac Hayes' first album. Or just Isaac Hayes'
album. It's
like
him.
Covers.
He got like a hood on with no shirt and look like he can get all the girls. Teddy Pendergrass had the same thing on him.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, so.
It's like a boxing cover.
It's like a fucking.
Like he got a boxing robe on.
Oh,
him.
Shit. Yeah. There's new ink on your hands everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do a new Wu-Tang. Damn. No, but Eva, didn't you start with like beat? What was the show you was on like early in the
Hustle in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
On BET. Oh,
yeah, there you go. The one in the bottom with the shit. That's my pop.
Yeah, look at that. That
yeah.
Isaac Hayes
yeah,
looked like he cooked bacon with no shirt on.
There you go.
That's
you see that?
Dope.
Just normal.
Yeah.
But he's giving me like, rappers have that same cover now.
That's who, whatchamacallit does that? Freddie Gibbs.
A lot
of people do that. Chains and no shirt on.
Yeah.
But
you see that he was pushing the titties to the side.
Oh, he was?
Like if
I
you look at him, look at him. Look, bring that shit up again.
I keep the titties push.
The chain is cut. Look, the chain.
Oh, yeah.
He pushing
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's
okay.
Like pushing it out, and he got the fucking the belt covering the fupa type
of
area.
But no chisel, but he's still a dude.
Yeah.
That's like old school. That's what it was.
Right.
So, yeah, so some people can get cut and then other motherfuckers look like that.
Yeah.
So I understand,
so you understand
that
what I'm
sometimes
talking about.
Sis might be, but you, on the other hand, is like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, your sister's dad looks more like that.
Lord, please don't let my sister see this episode.
No,
she will.
But yeah, I'm Isaac Hayes' body. But
nah, my sister's beautiful. I love her. Shout out to Monique.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Monique.
Hustle in Brooklyn. What was that?
Yeah, Hustle in Brooklyn. It was on for one season. I was on every episode. So when they approached me about it, first of all, I thought it was spam. Because at the time, I only had 5,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And some white lady.
I like how she's saying that. Like, that ain't a lot. Look, that's what
I got. I got 32 like, now.
She, you got 32,000?
She got 22.
32, baby.
32. My fault.
Get it right.
And your sister definitely
and I grew
podcast
my shit organically.
Because you promoting that shit.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to definitely promote y'all shit when it come out. But so when she hit me up, I thought it was spam. I'm like, ain't nobody from BET hit me with my little 5,000. Because you know, like, those TV networks, they go after, like, followers most of the time.
Yeah.
And it was some white lady. I thought it was spam. I'm like, ain't no white lady from BET hit me.
All the people from BET.
I know. I know. All the head, like the producers, executive producers, they're all white.
Yo, I was so let down when I first met with BT. Right. I was like, this is the whitest form. This is whiter than MTV.
Right.
Yeah. MTV.
But then they have like a black boyfriend, so they feel like they can relate. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, no.
They got one of those, son. Yes.
One of those.
They got the Jordan Fours on.
Yes. The executive producer of Hustle in Brooklyn, I love her and everything, but she, you know, she only dated black guys, so she thought she got certain things. I'm like, sis, that's not how it works.
Yeah, because she frequents it.
Yeah.
She thinks she is it. I get it.
That's not how it works.
So they hit you up.
Right, so I curved the shit, and then they hit me up again. I'm like, they're like, oh, we want you to send in some of your stand-up and some pictures of you living your life. I'm like, okay.
Pictures of you living your life.
Right.
Like a college brochure.
Yeah. Right. I sent some stand-up, sent some thirst traps.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear nothing from them for a while, so I'm like, all right, they must have moved on.
Yeah.
Then they hit me up and was like, yeah, we're interested in moving forward with some interviews. And I don't know, then the rest is history. Like, but reality TV, though. All right, so when they first told me, they was like, we're doing a docu-series about young black people in Brooklyn chasing a dream.
Okay.
I'm like, that sounds lit. I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's going to be like Rapture on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Like, they show the right, like, I thought they was going to show me writing, show me bombing, show me going from stage to stage in the night.
Yeah.
But no, it was Love & Hip Hop Jr.
Damn. I never watched it. Is there clips?
Show me. I mean, they was trying to.
Were you like?
I wasn't really wilding like that. Like, there was a scene where I cussed this guy out.
Why'd you cuss him out?
What's the name of the show again? One more time.
Hustle in Brooklyn.
Hustle in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a BET show.
Yeah, premiered 2019.
Okay.
That's last year. Yeah, but for me, it feels so far. Because, you know, I never feel satisfied. I never feel like, even as I was watching the show on BET, like airing, like it was premiering, I was already over. I'm like, what's next?
Hustle spirit.
You know what I'm saying? What's next? Because this is on TV. I'm trying to, what's my next project?
That feeling will never go away.
And I don't want it to go away because I don't ever want to feel comfortable. I don't want to, when you feel comfortable, that's when you stop working, you stop trying. You feel
and
me?
You get fat.
Right, right. Yeah. That God forbid.
Talk. That's the hustler talk.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hustler. Listen, a drug dealer raised me, man. I know how to get to the money. I know how to hustle. That's simple.
Ladies and gentlemen, real Jamaican hustle we have on the show. You have to understand. I said the word Vibes Cartel shall free you. Look at
Vibes Cartel went to jail for murder.
Yes, and I haven't tatted him.
She loved that. She loves
him. I love him to the point that I have him tatted on me.
What?
Yes, I have his portrait tattooed on me.
Where? Yeah, nah,
I, come on, let me see if I can.
Why?
I gotta take this off.
Because she loves the motherfucker, man.
I mean, he's a.
Have you ever met him?
I went to his concert one time.
Are you gonna go to jail?
Look, got the dude.
Jesus Christ, that nigga look. Well, in this picture, he looked like YG.
Not a hell he don't.
He look like YG with hair. Can you show that to the camera, please?
Where's the camera?
Right there.
He don't look like. He kind of look a little bit.
No, now
can you do a?
I saw him for real. I seen what he looks like for real. Looks like that. So therefore,
this is this picture right here. Yeah. I mean, this tattoo artist. Shout out to Junior Diaz in Chicago.
Now bring up a picture of YG.
No,
it looks like YG.
Y'all not listening.
And if you didn't tell me that was a black man, I thought that shit was like James Adams.
Y'all not gonna stay here and disregard the done.
I'm not gonna disrespect him because I did some research. That motherfucker is for real.
No, he's about it.
Yeah, no.
That motherfucker is not a farce.
The thing
is, in
Jamaica, a lot of our celebrities have either beat murder charges or they're doing time for murder. Like a lot of our celebrities, like.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But it's realism.
Look, now you telling me that tattoo.
No, I don't.
No.
Look at the eyes
in
the nose area.
No.
Nah, bruh.
Yo, you just don't want to get shot there.
Look, man, I'm being honest. If that looked like YG for real, then I'd have been like, you know, I agree with you every time when you write. Every time. I go, But nah, that looks like a different nigga.
Right. Thank you, Derek.
Okay.
But
I can see where you're coming from. I'm not saying I don't see where you come from, but it's not. I can see the difference.
Wait. So what made you get that tattoo?
Because she loved
him. I mean, like,
Jamaican music.
Yeah, like, he's an icon. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you do your research on him, like, Beyonce has sampled him. Rihanna has sampled him. He's a big deal. Drake did an interview where he's like, yo, Cartel is one of the biggest influences on my music.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's a big deal. Like, and he's iconic where I come from. And lyrically, he's a genius.
You think he's going to beat the case?
Well, I hope so. He's in appeal right now, but he's appealing his case right now.
But he's still locked up, though.
Yeah, but he's appealing. So hopefully the appeal goes through. Hopefully, because he's doing 25 to life. So
go visit the motherfucker.
I don't know him like that. Well, I'm waiting until I'm more famous. When I get more famous, I'm going to try to. Cardi B went to Jamaica
Cardi
B went to Jamaica and try to visit him, but I don't think she was successful. Yeah, and she's super famous.
What was her case? Oh, let me tell you, your
Miss,
honor.
That's not gonna get you. That's not gonna get you a phone call.
Let me tell you, he in there for the do, but he didn't do it.
That impression is spot on.
Yo, I was watching Hustle and Flow.
I like that show.
It's a great show, but she was like the most annoying part
because
everybody would give real advice. Everybody would be like, "Yo, this is what you should be doing. This is what I liked about your music," and she'd be like, "You didn't make my pussy go."
You have to understand.
You expect? She speaks in a different. I'm not saying she's stupid,
but you can't compare her to T.I. and Chance the Rapper. Those are artists.
She's an entertainer. Her, but I'm saying,
of course, she's gonna get some bullshit fluffy ass.
If you're critiquing me, you gotta be articulate in your critique. Your fame just can't be the reason you get to critique me.
That's right, boy.
I mean, but
you know what I mean.
The times we living in, follow
but that's stupid.
Tell them why you mad, bro.
Tell them why you mad. 2020, baby. That's the times we're living in.
Because then, like, I want somebody who will go, "Hey, this is what I did. This is why you relate. This is why you're relatable. This is what you need to do." But if you're just like, "I'm famous and I'm giving you advice that isn't advice and you should take it," then it's just like, no, that shit is stupid.
I mean, yeah.
I want something that I can grab.
I heard Cardi is judging Last Comic Standing.
You know what's so crazy? When I first met Cardi B, I met her about 5-6 years ago. She, because with the Instagram fame, she was trying to, I guess she was trying to figure out where to take that.
Yeah.
So I was in a sketch, a pilot with her. It was me, Rip Michaels. Who the fuck else was in it? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it. Oh, and Brandon Jackson.
Brandon T. Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay. Brandon T.
Yeah.
I
forgot the T.
He's my Bizarro. That's what I call Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah.
So Cardi came and she was in a couple skits. I think she was trying to do like the comedy route, and then I guess she figured that the rapping was gonna make more of a splash for her.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people, they just be trying to, like, sometimes people, I don't know her personally to say this, because she was definitely a sweetheart when I met her. But sometimes people, they don't have a passion. They're just trying to see whatever sticks.
No, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just don't give advice to somebody who
takes
what
they do serious. And I know some people like that. Like, I know a girl who
they're
does comedy.
They're called Mavericks.
I'm like, sis, you're.
Yeah.
The Mavericks.
She don't got it, because she's popping on Instagram. She's like, I gotta make.
Yeah. If you're serious about comedy, but then you're like, "Yo, like, what should I be doing?" And I'm just like,
but I experienced that though.
Huh?
I experienced. There's a girl who, and I think she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Keep her name out,
she's
but you're talking about.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. She's a hard worker. She's beautiful. However, I don't see how comedy is a thing for her.
Oh shit.
No shots fired.
No, it's not shots fired. I understand what you're saying.
Right, but because she's popping on the gram, it's like, she's like, you know, what else am I gonna do type thing.
Absolutely.
Everyone thinks comedy is easy.
Everybody thinks comedy is easy. I saw Carlton. Carlton was getting 40,000 at school just to tell us how
Carlton was washed up.
This before Dance with the Stars came out. Carlton was trying to find a job, so he started doing stand up.
You see what I'm saying?
And he was getting 40 grand in college just to talk about Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why she got kicked out and the lights when came in.
All that is fine. Just don't give me advice. That's right. My whole thing. Like, I don't want to. If Carlton tells me how to be a child star, I'm with it. Carlton telling me how to do stand-up, he can kick rocks.
Absolutely. Because I remember I did Who Got Jokes, and what's the chick from Players Club tried to give me advice on comedy.
That's how
what's
I
her name?
It was the beast.
Lisa Ray.
Because that's the problem. I'm not ever going to be like, black this or black that, but we, watching that show, none of those people were in a position to critique what you do.
Mm-hmm.
None of them do stand-up.
No, there was one open micer that was there. Lisa Ray and then some chick that was just in Vegas. And they was like, "Taurus, you want to make $25 real quick? Come watch stand-up."
Yep.
Like, that was basically, and to get that was. I remember when Ray J. Shout out to my
Ray
nigga.
Ray J was on it. And Ray J want to teach you how to fuck
right.
like a semi-famous chick or make her more famous right. and then sell yeah. scooters.
Even would right. you seriously take comedy advice from Ray J?
Nah, absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I saw comics getting destroyed by Ray J.
Yeah.
So much in fact, they didn't want to go party that night.
What?
And I'm like, that's yeah. fucking oh man.
Nah, man. I don't listen, people try to give me advice all the time.
And you
all
gotta and you just gotta be like, uh-huh.
But you gotta no, but you. No, there's some advice you have to learn how to decipher. You feel yeah. me? Okay. Like
hit me.
Pick and choose. Like you gotta learn, like, all right, this person. I heard somebody tell me, like, oh, you know, you gotta stop wearing tight clothes or stop wearing heels. Like, bitch, no.
That's not like some chick that's not.
You're
attractive.
A hater. Like,
that's...
you're mad because you can't go on the stage with this swag and make niggas laugh.
Yeah.
If somebody comments on your looks, that's just that comes from them. Unless you're dirty looking, right. and they like, yo, clean that shit up a little bit.
I don't be wilding. Like, I don't have like nipples showing. Like, I'm not looking like I'm a stripper on stage, but I'm also, I definitely have some sex appeal, you feel me? So
but there's
like,
nothing wrong with like,
right.
I love how you say on your shit, yeah, I look like a hoe, but I'm not. I mean, like, that shit makes me, I've heard
that's
you fact, say,
though.
Like, the line that kind of made me giggle, like, I was excited for you to come on the show when I heard you say, yeah, I look like a hoe, but when I'm with somebody, I'm loyal than a bitch.
I am, though.
That makes me laugh.
When I'm single, though, no, when I'm single, I have hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody
like,
gotta, you gotta be a hoe.
Yeah. I get it.
Right. But when I got a man. But you know, the guy.
You gotta
remember
be a for your man.
Right. But I'm single now. Remember last time we.
You single now?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened? 2 weeks ago. He was your screensaver.
I know he was.
How the fuck is a nigga go from screensaver really... to nothing? You gotta, if you make it.
He
the
went from my screensaver to he's blocked.
Dad!
Damn.
Went from screensaver to blocked? That's how? Full circle right there.
How though?
Not all right. The thing is, I mean,
shout out my comedy album comes out Valentine's Day for all the single people out there.
Right.
Fuckboy Ground Zero. Anyway, go ahead. Right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The nice plug in. Nah, but I need for me to date. It's hard. I need a really secure man.
Okay. Yeah.
Really secure, cause I don't know. He always swore I had. He swore I had somebody else.
Oh.
What was your behavior like though?
Not over nothing.
Did you,
like when
did
I went
you
to
have,
LA,
I have somebody else behavior.
Nah, not in my. I don't think so. I wasn't mm-hmm. giving off side nigga vibes.
All right, because okay, huh. you know you cannot give off side nigga vibes, but then the side nigga who thinks right,
yeah.
he's in that glass case looking out.
Yeah.
Did you even at least have a nigga going? He gonna fuck up, and then she's
oh,
gonna come.
I mean, I had thousands of those.
Absolutely. So that's
everyone
what
was
he
waiting
was
for him to fuck up.
Yeah.
Nigga, his cousin was waiting for him to fuck up.
His cousin was like, yo.
His cousin was like, yo.
Break this
yes.
glass.
Yes, his cousin was waiting, boy, like.
Yo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, his cousin was probably you're, like, you remember right. Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was like the Zord. He
that's
was just waiting for you to be like, Mastodon.
Yes.
That's so
his great. Own family was waiting on the sidelines, but
damn,
that's wild.
No, but he's so like, all right, I went to LA for 2 weeks and he mm-hmm. swore I was fucking somebody out there. I went to Boston for 3 days. I had shows out there. He swore I was fucking somebody out there. I'm always fucking somebody.
Yeah,
but I was only
like,
fucking him.
You know what it is? You know what you sound like? You know what your relationship? It sound like a sketch on a 90s rap album.
Yeah.
Whose dick you sucking?
Uh-huh. DMX, that was DMX.
Whose dick you sucking?
Mm-hmm.
I heard some wild shit about you out here. I don't know nobody in Yonkers.
I even say Yonkers.
Or do I got to say the nigga's name? Huh? Yeah, that's what
right.
This is so great.
He swore
nice.
I was so faithful to him.
Yeah.
That's all the time. All the time when I have somebody who I'm like, oh, I fuck with him. He always think I got somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know because I travel a lot because of the Instagram attention
well,
that I get.
You're going to deal with that a lot,
you're
going to
deal with that, baby.
Right.
Especially if you moving the way you moving.
Yeah.
Every man I deal with, that's how I'm like, you know what? I can't deal with it no
it
more.
It takes a while and it takes a strong person.
It's
it takes
strong.
A person who has their own shit going on.
Right.
And they have to be passionate about something. It's not just a job. You got to like, it's like, those days of, oh, you just got to have a good job is over. It's like, no, what's your passion?
What's
this shit you're doing for the rest of your life that you can't live without?
Right.
If you don't have that, I can't fuck with you.
Can't fuck with you.
But yeah, I need a man who is secure, faithful, God-fearing. I don't know. I don't know if I can find
wait, why that. God-fearing? How come we just can't be the other two?
I'm very spiritual. Like,
I know
I don't look like it. You know what I'm saying? But
what
I'm,
do you mean you don't look like it?
I don't look like I'm very.
I look like
I look like I'm spiritual.
You know how many church girls I've dated?
Yeah.
Just like.
I look like a church hoe?
Yeah.
Not right. A church hoe. I said that.
Not a church hoe.
I don't think you look like. I think you. I still think you're very, very attractive woman.
Thank
look
you.
Look at this nigga.
So.
Little pussy ass. I'm trying to be a gentleman. I think that.
But she already knows.
You are very attractive.
I'm aware.
Oh, shit. I'm aware. Here we go. I'm going to drink my kombucha.
Look, niggas. All right, y'all, all single I'm saying, niggas. Yeah, no. If that's your quality, right. It's just qualities. But insecurity.
Nah, because the guy I was talking
secure.
To, like, I talked to a guy last year, and he didn't believe there was a God, and that was a deal breaker for me.
Because
I pray every single day. Sometimes.
And then he be like, "Who
times.
You talking to?"
Right? I'm like, "God,
who this nigga? You on your knees asking
me
what shit?
God? Who this nigga God? That's who this nigga God you keep talking to?" Hey,
y'all talking late at night?
Yo, and he knocking on the door. Yo, nigga, you gotta come out here and fight. Hey, you in there talking? Right. Yo, nigga, hey, God, whatever the fuck, you gotta come out here and fight, man. It's my chicken there.
Right.
So he was like that kind of.
Yeah, he was. He didn't believe in God. So I'm like, yeah, I can't do this because there's no way. I don't see a future with a man like
so
that.
So you,
because God forbid I get pregnant, I'm not raising no kid with no man who don't. Believe in God.
It's called being unevenly yoked, bro.
I remember the unevenly yoked shit.
Okay.
Yeah. No, oh, yeah. I believe in God. You know me. Why we always got to talk about I believe in God. I'm just not religious. I don't believe in
God. No, I'm not religious. I said I'm spiritual. I'm not
spiritual
religious.
Religious yeah.
That's two different things.
Yeah. That,
religion is a. I don't understand. It's.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. It stresses you. Your relationship with God should not bring you stress.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people be stressed the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
I can't sin. I can't do that. No, Mike, the way my relationship with God, like, God accepts me for, he know I suck dick. He know I do everything. And he love me regardless.
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 God, that's the type of God I serve.
Absolutely.
He love me no matter how much dick I suck.
But you know
these bitches be—I don't know what kind of God they serve. They scared to suck a dick.
As long as you pray
they
first.
Dick fearing, right? Right? And God fearing.
I pray dick before fear. I put anything in my mouth.
Yeah,
God fearing.
Yeah.
That's right. Say that. Great. I love Eva Evans. Let's go.
She's like, God, just don't make it chlamydia.
Do you remember right. what Patrice said? Just not AIDS, God.
Just not AIDS, God.
Right. Just not AIDS.
Right.
And nice we'll be song. Fine. Well, that is wonderful. So,
man.
So the BET shit, what you got going now? Because I see the podcast, the show. You
yeah,
got Brooklyn House of Comedy popping
yeah.
right now.
You started the podcast?
I did a podcast for about 6 months. It's too much stress. I can't be dealing with
what's
it. Like
stressful about it?
I like the advice you was giving out on the
really?
Stories and shit. Yeah.
I know. All right. The thing is, like.
One of them made me laugh a lot. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, shit.
Thank you right. for listening, though.
All right. No problem. Go ahead.
But, he listens with his dick out. Jeremy, listen to your podcast ready like to beat it. Like, oh yeah, girl.
I'm crying. I'm crying.
Go ahead,
go ahead. So 6 months, go ahead. It was running advice from the girl, Eva Evans, some shit like that. What was it?
It was Miss Karen Explicit podcast. But no, I would have like in the beginning I would have like news stories either ran my mascara, blew my high.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I would just like make fun of like sad story, like trying to find the humor in a sad story. You know, the news is
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know, like having to find a guest, guests would cancel on
just
me.
Just do it yourself.
I know, I should.
That's how this happened.
We'll make you one, our yeah. analyst. You'll make you one of our
I
analysts.
Would definitely yeah. come to that. Like,
absolutely.
Y'all have me anytime y'all ready.
Yeah. No need for apologists, analysts. Thing
yeah,
yeah. Got, yeah. So don't
and like
worry
I said, y'all need some feminine
we need
energy.
It. We need to be prettied up, right?
Yeah, I got you.
Derek,
got you
Derek is striking, as they said it.
And I get
handsome,
that in news
you know,
reports.
I'm
they
like,
be saying about that in the paper about
I'm
me.
Like, I'm like sepia tone handsome. You know what I mean? And then we have a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And then we can plead it.
So I also did VH1 after BET, but it was only for a special. They had the Love and Hip Hop Top 40 Greatest Moments.
Okay.
And you did it?
Yeah.
And
I was on both specials. I was just making fun of the scenes, the cast.
Yeah.
Then after that, what else I did?
The only reason I'm asking, because I just want all of your followers.
Oh, yeah, word.
Oh, shit. That's,
word.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Stars had hit me up to promote Power. They threw a couple racks at me to put in my story.
Good shit.
That was cute. And then.
Did you like Power? You liked the show?
Nah.
You didn't like it? What the hell, yo? What's wrong with you, yo?
Nah.
Said nah. Why didn't you like it? What wasn't to like about Power?
My whole thing is, my issue with Power was that, all right, this man is a drug dealer. This woman, his wife, the mother of his children, was with him when he was hungry.
Yeah.
She hid the heat when the police pulled him over. You remember that scene? Like, she hid the gun when the police played. That's a ride or die. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She been with you since you was ashy. Now you classy.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you two beautiful children. She hold it down. And then you see some Spanish bitch she went to high school with and forget all about that and you running around and you betraying her with her, like, I thought that was real corny.
That's usually how it goes.
That's corny. That and I don't respect that shit like that. That's what Ghost did. I know it's just a show, and
but that's a reflection of real life.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You have to understand, I was raised by a drug dealer, so I'm looking at shit like that. I'm like, yo, like, that's corny for him.
Yeah.
Like,
it is.
And he was shitting on his wife for some bitch who didn't even know who the fuck you really was.
Yeah,
that's right.
You had to hide who you was, and you over here shitting on your ride or die for some bitch.
But that's what makes it a good show.
Nah.
It makes it a good show because all those elements make you emotional.
I hated Ghost.
What?
He should have been got clapped.
Hey, all right.
Or shot.
Because he got shot by the baby mom, right?
I don't know who shot him.
I didn't never get this.
I know she's in jail now.
Oh, she is? See, I don't watch the show, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so I know she's in jail now. And then they doing some cool spinoff that I auditioned for and didn't get.
Oh, it's a prequel. It's a prequel of Ghost.
I was playing one of Ghost's henchmen brothers.
I had an audition two weeks ago for an ABC show, but I don't think I got it.
It's all good.
It was my first audition ever.
You're going to be auditioning a lot.
Yeah. But it was dope, though, because somebody saw my stand-up at the Laugh Factory, and I got a general meeting in the ABC in Los Angeles last month.
That's dope.
Yeah, and then I met up with Marcy Phillips out here.
I like Marcy, little old ass.
She's very sweet.
She loves comics.
Mm-hmm.
And she gives you that freedom. Like, you'll go in there and she'll be like, just be funny. Let's see what you are. I like got brought in for Smilf like 8 times. And I'm like, I didn't get it.
I got brought in for Smilf
just,
too.
Yeah, I'm like,
she actually told me.
I didn't get it, but just stop bringing me.
No, Marcy told me that she thinks I should pitch a show based off my childhood.
Absolutely.
Because y'all heard that.
Yeah, I want you to talk more about your childhood.
Let's get into it. What you want to talk about?
All right, so.
Yeah, I'm like.
When you're 16, abusive.
Yeah, so I came to Flatbush when I was 16, and I've been in a Flatbush ever since, so it's been 13 years.
Word. So you just kind of just.
I'm about to be 29 in a couple months.
Figured it the fuck out. See, I like them figure that the fuck out.
No, figure it out.
What brought you to entertainment? Because you go from that.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, like what type of jobs did you have growing up? Because you definitely look like the Sneakerville girl. Like you definitely got a bunch of niggas to buy some overpriced jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And some hats to match.
Because you flirt with them in the store.
A nigga bought me these sneakers.
Yep. Big up yourself. But anyway, go ahead. So how to get how did you get into entertainment? Yeah.
All right. So like in college, I always knew I wanted to be entertainment, but I was I used to have like crippling low self esteem. Like,
okay.
No confidence, no self esteem at all.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to be in front of the camera, but I was like, I didn't have the balls to do it. I didn't believe in myself.
Yeah.
So I had an internship at CNBC 2 years in college.
Dope.
And then right after college, I graduated in December. 3 months later, in March, Showtime hired me as an advertising coordinator.
Okay.
And I was just there. I was there for 3 years. My last year in comedy, I was engaged to this boy. I was mad young. I was 23.
Your last year in comedy?
I mean, my last year at Showtime.
Okay.
I remember you telling me. Yes. I'm like, this is good. This is good.
This is a good story, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was 23 and engaged. My first time being in love.
Oh, he capitalized on a low self-esteem.
He used to do some really dirty shit. Okay. He was like very
dirty,
very mentally and verbally abusive.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what this nigga used to do.
What he used to do?
What is this bitch?
Mind you, I'm a young lady. right. And it's so sad. Like he was to send me like pictures of Nicki Minaj and be like, oh, why your body don't look like this?
Oh, Nika's body is not real.
Yeah, I mean, you don't got the surgeon to look like that. Yeah.
I'm like, she don't even look like that. No, I'm not trying to throw no shade at her because you know.
But I'm like,
I don't want the barbs to be sending
money.
Me death threats. But you know, no shade. But that's what he used to say to me and be like, and he used to always compare me to. And I'm just like, bro, like if you don't like the way I look, why are you?
What
trying
that
to marry
motherfucker
me?
Look like?
Yeah.
Nah, he look good, but he fucked that.
She was like, nah, he look good.
Nah, he was alright.
Nah, he look good.
Nah, that's so funny.
I keep it funky. That nigga look good. He look mad good.
That's so funny.
Nah, but he was ugly on the inside.
Oh, alright, yeah.
Obviously, you know, he was very abusive.
The funny thing about being ugly on the inside is that you know women deal
through.
With it, but women deal with that shit for years until they figure
it out.
Well,
that's if they have no self esteem, like how a woman who loves herself is not sitting.
Absolutely.
Like now, nigga, act up. I'm out. I'm going.
Word.
I'm going.
That's right. Stand
blocking
for something.
Like,
die for
from screensaver to block. Simple, easy.
But don't put them on the screensaver so quick, then. Damn.
Yeah, don't fall
I seen
on
that
so
shit.
Fast.
I was like, who that?
I got Rihanna on my screensaver right now.
Yeah.
That is something.
Nah, my screensaver that is me at the Laugh Factory.
Word.
Good.
Yeah.
So, what college you went to?
St. John's University, Red Storm.
Right in New York?
Yeah, okay. In Jamaica, Queens. I graduated 2013.
Okay.
I like how you left Jamaica but still kept it Jamaica.
Yeah, I went from Jamaica to Jamaica.
Yeah.
So yeah, so my last year at Showtime, found out homeboy got somebody pregnant even though he asked me to marry him.
Crazy.
Crazy ass story.
All right.
I went into depression because when I saw his baby mother. I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, this bitch about to be bad.
Fuck down.
They never are.
Son, his baby mother looked crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. I'm like, this is a bitch who was beating raw?
Yo.
And you over here sending me pictures of fucking Nicki and all types of rappers, baby mothers. You had me stressed the fuck out. You
that
fucking
sound like some nigga shit.
Some nigga shit. His baby moms looked nuts.
Oh, no. Piano play on that shit. Dum, dum, dum. That's what she looked like. Dum, 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 dum.
Right. I went into a deep depression. Cause I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, I went, it was really bad. Like, I wasn't eating. I lost weight. I wasn't showering. I wasn't going to work. Almost lost my motherfucking job.
Damn. She went, was stinking. That's
yeah,
how,
I was
that's
stinking and skinny, stinking. Looking nuts.
Stinking. She was on that Losing Isaiah.
Right. Yeah. Then I was like, you know what? Fuck all this shit. I went to college, didn't get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? I did everything like
recording. You're supposed to
go to college. You know, you don't have kids. You have a boyfriend. I was faithful to him. He fucking around. I'm like, I'm tired of doing what people expect of me.
Yeah.
I want to do something I like.
Rebirth.
I wanna, yeah. Here I want to do stand up. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I paid $5, went to an open mic at Broadway Comedy Club after work one day.
Yeah.
Talked about how terrible his mother's cooking was.
Yeah.
Got some laughs. And that was a high that I was like, oh, nah, I never felt this before. This is amazing.
You didn't tell me that part. That's dope.
Yes. Like, yeah. And I just continued to chase that high. You feel me?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I was, then eventually after a year of doing comedy, I quit Showtime. And people thought I was bugging. They're like, you're quitting Showtime to tell jokes? Like, that's a secure job. I gave up my apartment. I had a popping ass studio apartment in Flatbush. Yeah. Had a car. Gave up both them shits.
This the
got
story.
Roommates.
No, this the
got an unlimited
story.
Metro card. And was like, yeah, I'm doing it. Like, I'm doing it full on. And my mother was the only one that was like, yeah, do it. I believe you. Like, my mother was the only one that ever said to me, do it. Like, everyone else was like, you're wildin'.
Her opinion and your opinion are the only ones that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's still your opinion over her.
Yeah,
opinion,
I just love, I'm blessed to have her support. But I would have probably did it even without her support, but it probably would have took me longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God my mom supported me.
Yes. I be feeling bad for people who don't have supportive mamas.
Yeah.
I feel bad because it's like, it really is a blessing, man. Mm-hmm. Or at least a supportive parent.
Yeah.
Or a parent figure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, his mom, she supported him, but she also supported crack. So.
Yeah, I mean, but... oh, my God.
I'm just playing around.
But you know what it is? Addiction is a disease.
Is it?
And, yeah, it's a disease. It really is.
I
love you, bro.
No, it is. Addiction is a disease. It is. Yeah.
I think it was a disease once white people started getting addicted, and they're like,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah. When black people are fiends, it's
they're like, clean yourself up.
Yes, it's our fault. When white people are fiends, it's an epidemic.
Oh, opioid epidemic.
Epidemic.
Our precious.
I think the thing that worked for me was I didn't have that. I didn't have support, but I also didn't have people going, you couldn't do it. I just had, it was nothing. And it was easy for me to operate within that nothingness.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's deep, sad, but
no one cared. So that's what made me go, well, I can be as great as
nigga, I care.
Want. Yeah.
Well, I had a lot of opposition.
My friend. I care, my nigga.
Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, no problem.
I had a lot of opposition.
Derek is my big brother. My big little brother. Because that's how this
But you're older than him?
No. He's older than me. But I'm always like, Derek, come the fuck on, man. Come on, nigga. Stop doing that shit.
Yeah, but he always gave me advice, and he's younger than I am. It's wild.
Because I listen to people.
Yeah.
But he a married man, like.
Yeah.
But you out here still hoeing, right?
I'm out here just being.
You got a girl?
Nah.
You know damn well Derek don't got no girl.
Damn well I ain't got no girl. You know.
You got somebody who thinks she a girl?
Uh-uh. This is about
you know men, they don't be having no girl, but they have somebody out there.
Nah, Derek ain't that dude,
who
though.
Think they
Derek,
got, that's
all
a girl.
The girls that know me go, he be fucking around all the time.
And you
he
should just be.
Need to, he need to just come hang out with me. Like, it's a lot of that shit, but
nah, man.
I'm aloof. I'm in New York. I'm like the Black Billy Crystal. I'm just in Manhattan.
Women like trap and release. They just want to tag you.
trap release. That's so
that's
funny.
It.
Nah, that, but I feel like you set yourself up for failure that way. Like, if a man's not ready, don't try to force him to be ready. Find you a man.
But
that's
a lot
ready.
Of women aren't ready. A lot of women think that's what it's supposed to happen. They think that you're supposed to slow down and be with somebody and build a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Build a relationship with your fucking self.
My mom be
and sometimes
them
in the process of building a relationship with yourself, you having sex.
Right?
We are getting some.
And it's nice. And then I wake up and go, you want some coffee and some shit?
That was like, before I got married, that was like, where me and my wife didn't see eye to eye. Because when I first, like, we dated twice.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met her, I was in that phase of like just bouncing around and hanging with other people and all that shit. And I'm like, you should be doing the same thing. Like, right. I'm not an insecure dude that's going to be like, you like that nigga over me? I'm like, I don't give a fuck, man. Get your, like I always say, get your thing licked. Like, go ahead.
Go ahead, girl. Yeah. How you been? Do your thing, girl.
It's a pleasure. That nigga don't know me.
Right.
But then the second time around, I was a little bit more mature. I was ready. And I was like, yo, fuck it. Let's hang out. Let's see where this goes. And then went to marriage. But
beautiful.
I try to tell my sisters that. I try to always tell my sisters. I'm like, you don't got to be locked down to a dude.
Right.
The only person you got to be faithful to is you and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else comes second. I come second. Like, everybody comes second to what you want.
Right. Well, me not, like, when I'm single, I'm definitely, like, I have options. But when I have a man, like, I definitely, like, well, I mean, we talked about this just a while ago, but,
Eva love hard.
I do.
Oh, yeah, but you Caribbean.
I do. I'm a Taurus.
That's the problem.
And I'm a Taurus.
Oh, yeah, I'm a Taurus, too. I'm April 23rd.
Okay, you're April. I'm May 15th.
Yeah. I don't believe in that shit, but then it's getting hard to not believe in it.
No, there's like, definitely characteristics. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. That's for sure me. But other things, I'm like, nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. The thing that I see in it, like, usually when I read those things, of like, you're a know-it-all, you're controlling, I'm like, I am that shit. I know everything, even if I don't know it.
You know it.
Even if I don't know it, I know it.
I'm wrong, I'm kind of right. You like Terrence Howard character in the Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah.
The nigga, I be wrong, but even when I'm wrong, I still know more than y'all niggas.
Yeah. that shit be getting me frustrated, too.
Yo, why this nigga moving so much?
Yeah, that? I'm that nigga.
Yo, your boy is moving too much. Yo, tell your boy to stop moving.
So that's how I end up being his big brother. But I also look up to this nigga. I see how he move, and I go, all right, fuck it.
Right.
Who do you roll with? Not roll with comedically, but who is, like, your person who you go to advice for? And all that shit. And y'all like, because in this business, I feel like, even though it's a single person business,
you still need somebody to look up to.
You still need somebody who you can bounce ideas off of. You can talk, you can trade, like all that shit. Who's that to you?
You know, I don't really.
You need that, Eva.
Yeah.
I'm not saying go search for it either.
Don't search for it. And let it come naturally.
I mean, let me see. Like, Jonas, like, when I talk to him, like, he'll hear a joke and be like, yo, that joke is hilarious. I think you should tag it this way. Like, we'll bounce, but like, we don't meet up and do it. It'll happen naturally when I see him on a show. And I always respect his opinion.
Yeah. No, Jonas is a shit.
Yeah, but, like, I don't have no homegirl. Like, first of all, these bitches in comedy don't even fuck with me.
Why you say that?
I don't know. I don't know why they don't.
Where do you be at?
I be around.
But, you be in Brooklyn a lot.
Stop going to the places they don't fuck with you.
No. When I say fuck with, like, they'll smile and kiki with me.
Why are you still hanging out in the city? I don't see you in the city out there.
Yeah, I told her last time I saw her, I was like, yeah, you should be in the city. And she's like, I know.
I gotta come out there. I'm gonna come out there.
Get the fuck to the city. Where do you live? Don't give dick. Like, nigga, it's right there.
You can catch a train.
You can get on the train.
I know. I be.
Come hang out. Like, if ain't nobody to sit with us.
Right, but the thing with female comedians, like, I'm very sensitive to energy, and like, hi, Eva.
I almost know who said that.
Yeah. And I'm like, you don't fuck with me, like, they fake.
Dudes do deal with that shit too. You just go, all right,
yeah, they
I
fake.
Know now.
Yeah, they
it's
fake.
Like when you know, you don't gotta react to that shit. You just be like, oh, this person says what up, but they don't fuck with me.
You know what's
fine.
So crazy? I had this one girl, she had basically called me like a gold digger or some shit. I was like, I don't talk to niggas who don't, you don't gotta be the richest one, but I make more money than me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically she called me like a gold digger on Instagram.
Oh shit.
So for people to see, not even in my DMs, like in a comment section.
Okay.
Fast forward a couple months later, I see her at a show and she's like, oh, you know, Eva, like, where do you meet these guys from? I'm tired of fucking with these broke niggas, da da da.
Yeah, like, don't worry, man.
I'm like, oh, that's why you was hating, because you want to do what I do.
Yeah. There you go. That's Mr. Me Too. Everybody is a, there's a Mr. Me Too somewhere.
But that's usually where the hate or comes Mrs. from. Me Too. The hate comes from somebody, like, you don't hate shit that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. If you can do something, you'd be like, all
right,
dope.
Right.
Yeah. But hate if you can't do it, you like, fuck.
Yes. And then they try to convince you and make you feel bad for doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Man.
Like, bitch, you.
Where can people find you?
Oh yeah, I'm on Instagram. I don't use Facebook like that. And that's I'm kind of on Twitter once a month, but Instagram every day.
Yeah,
Eva Evans Comedy. Oh yeah. So when does this come out?
This comes out. This probably will be in like a couple weeks.
We still got
weeks.
Two more.
We got two more in the can.
Okay, so my show will probably be all right. Well, I have a monthly show at the Brooklyn House of Comedy called Mascara and Spliffs.
Dope. Mm-hmm.
So the next one is February 21st, but I think this probably will be out after that.
So which one?
So
is
So after
in March?
That, yeah, March 20th.
There you go. Okay.
And I think I have who I got headlining? Oh, you, I think. Yeah, you.
That's the one.
That's the
in
one.
April. You said April.
April. Hold on, let me check my phone.
There you go, bro. Oh,
no, well, April, I will be doing Mascara
oh, no, you're right.
and Spliffs.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, you're doing April. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I'll be doing Mascara and Spliffs. I'll be out there with my
eyeliner. Oh, and I got Nico
on.
White. Nico White's doing my...
Okay. Nico is the shit.
Yeah.
Young Harlem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you April 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there we go. You know where to find me, people. Monroe Martin, I on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. MonroeMartinComedy.com for all my dates.
Mm-hmm.
Derek.
And you working, too. I saw you stacking up shit.
It's just,
you, bro.
You know that shit is just
we gotta be out
social
here working.
Media, nigga.
Yeah, but even still.
That's and, social media.
Oh, well, we got to shout out BuzzFeed because they cut us checks.
Yeah, but shout I want out. Some bigger money.
That's a fact.
Oh, and
they take forever to pay you?
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
BuzzFeed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Feeding you the bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, Derek Gaines at The Great Boy. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me all the time, but I got a comedy album coming out on Valentine's Day called Fuckboy Ground Zero.
Well, so, it's out already.
Then it'd be out already. It's out.
It's out
by
already.
The time come ready. No, it comes out Valentine's Day.
When this episode airs, it'll be
but
out.
Yeah, it'll be
oh,
out.
Oh, okay, okay, I got
so
you.
So I'll send all the links and make sure you listen. I'm very proud of this hour of shit.
You should be proud of yourself.
I did it.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, babe. I appreciate that. No, yeah, it's an hour of some good shit. No songs, no little jingles. It's just an hour of straight
Wait,
content.
Wait, you didn't do everybody.
Didn't do none of that shit.
Where did you film at or shoot at?
At the Stand. I shot at the Stand during the New York Comedy Festival. It was a good time. Sold out crowd, low ceilings. It's splendiferously raucous. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Monroe Martin.
Yeah, you just introduced me, and that's Derek Gaines.
And this has been
another episode of No Need for Apologies.
All right. Thank you, Eva Evans, for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Come back
anytime.
Hell
yeah. Anytime y'all want me back.
Anytime. Yeah.